Ways and Means Committee will come to order. Rosa, please call the roll.
Chair McLean.
Here.
Vice Chair Buchanan.
Here.
Majority Whip Lamarca.
Here.
Ranking Member Escamoney.
Here.
Representatives Bankson.
Here.
Barnaby.
Here.
Burfield.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Casello, excused. Daly.
Here.
Duggan. Fabricio, excused. Fernandez Barquin. Hart. Killebrew. Rainer Goolsbee. Roach.
Present.
Robinson.
Here.
Roth.
Here.
Saroy, excused. Smith.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Valdez.
Present.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rosa. Members, I want to remind you to silence your any electronic devices that you have. Members, welcome to the committee this morning. Thank you for being here. We've got three bills on the agenda, and we'll get right to them. I'll try to get you part of your morning back, and you can get busy on doing other things. First up, we'll have House Bill 945, which is the Jupiter Inlet District, by Representative Snyder. Representative, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair Buchanan, Ranking Member, and members. Good morning. House Bill 45 is a local bill that is simply a recodification of the Jupiter Inlet District Charter. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions? There are no amendments. Is there public testimony? There is. Richard Pinksy waves in support. Thank you, Richard. Good to see you this morning. That was all the public testimony. Members, we're in debate. Debate on the bill? No debate. You're recognized to close. You're recognized to wave close. Rosa, please call the roll on House Bill 945.
Chair McLean.
Yes.
Vice Chair Buchanan.
Yes.
Majority Whip Lamarca.
Yes.
Ranking Member Escamoney.
Yes.
Representatives Bankson.
Yes.
Barnaby.
Yes.
Burfield.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Casello. Daly.
Yes.
Duggan. Fabricio. Fernandez Barquin. Hart.
Yes.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Rainer Goolsbee. Yes. Roach. Yes. Robinson.
Yes.
Roth.
Yes.
Saroy. Smith.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Valdez.
Yes.
Thank you.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, we'll show House Bill 935 reported favorably. Now we'll move on to House Bill 973 by Representative Botana. Good morning, Representative. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, staff and committee for this bill. This bill will provide a better window following a sales of a vehicle, which parties can legally rescind the sales tax. Dealers can obtain a title the dealer's name in the cost-effective and expedited manner. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there? I'm sorry. Are there questions on the bill, members? Any questions on the bill? You're recognized, Ranking Member. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, Botana. Sorry, I always say Botana. I make it my version. Just curious. I know in the last committee meeting there was some feedback from some of the local. I think it was property. Tax collectors, yes. Just, I'm curious, you know, feedback from them. And I know we have a strike call, so maybe that'll address it. But just wanted to see if there's any feedback that you have from those meetings.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you for that good question. Yes, ma'am, there's a strike call, so we're going to address that. So everybody's good. Everybody's happy. We're a happy bill here. So,
any other questions on the bill? Seeing none, we do have an amendment. Representative Botana, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. This is a strike call amendment with a title amendment. This amendment reflects the changes made and approved by the Department of Highway and Motor Vehicle and includes provisions to help fees due to the tax collectors. The amendment also specifies Section 2 shall only apply to the rescission, cancellation, revocation of a used motor vehicle as definition. That is the amendment.
Thank you, members. Representative Botana having explained his amendment. Are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Representative Valdez, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. So, Rep. Botana, in reference to this particular strike call, so if I purchase a used car and I return it, let's say, 2 weeks later, do I get the full tax amount back or do I get a prorated tax?
You're recognized.
Thank you for that good question, Rep. Valdez. No, so what this does, it really allows it out to 30 days so that you can get a full refund on a sales tax.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank
you, Rep.
Questions? There are no more questions. There are no amendments to the amendment. Is there public testimony on the amendment? There is not. Members, in debate on the amendment. A representative, you're recognized to close. Waive close. Are there any objections to the amendment? Without objection, we'll show the amendment adopted. Members, and there is there, let's see, public testimony on the bill as amended? There is. Ted Smith, Florida Automotive Dealers Association. Thank you. Thank you, Ted. And Angela Bonds of Carvana. Thank you. Good seeing you guys this morning. That is all the public testimony there is. Is there a debate on the bill as amended? You reckon, ranking member, you recognize.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say thank you to the bill sponsor for hearing those concerns. And I do think narrowing it to used cars, it reflects what Carvana probably wants. Just as, you know, they're the industry that's most impacted, looking for a solution. With the balance, too, that when a new car goes off the lot, it loses its value. And I think there's a lot of question marks of how would a return happen with potentially a prorated tax as well. So I feel like it's very consumer friendly to give folks the option to return a vehicle while also balancing the interests of the local governments and their workload. So I think you've struck that balance. And if there's anything I can do to, you know, dive deeper into this issue, let me know. But thank you for your work on it.
In debate, members. No more debate. Representative, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I'll keep it brief. I just want to thank all the stakeholders working on this, especially staff on working on this good bill. So that I close.
Thank you. Rosa, please call the roll on CS for CS for HB 937 and announce the vote.
Chair McClain.
Yes.
Vice Chair Buchanan.
Yes.
Majority Whip Lamarca.
Yes.
Ranking Member Escamani.
Yes.
Representatives Bankson.
Yes.
Barnaby.
Yes.
Burfield.
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Mosello? Daly?
Yes.
Duggan? Fabricio? Fernandez-Barkin?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Raina Goolsbee?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Saroy? Smith?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, we will show House Bill 1237. I'm sorry, 973. Reported. Excuse me, 937 reported favorably. Congratulations. Now we'll move on to House Bill 1237, North River Fire District, by Representative Robinson from his desk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today I have House Bill 1237 related to the North River Fire District. This issue was brought to me by a constituent over the summer. This local bill protects certain tax-exempt properties from being assessed by the North River Fire District or Manatee County, like churches. This proposal has been unanimously approved by the Manatee County Legislative Delegation. That is the bill.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments to the bill. Is there public testimony? There is no public testimony. Is there debate on the bill? No debate on the bill. Representative, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Robinson, having closed. Rosa, please call the roll on House Bill 1237 and announce the vote.
Chair McClain.
Yes.
Vice Chair Buchanan.
Yes.
Majority Whip Lamarca.
Yes.
Ranking Member Escamani.
Yes.
Representatives Bankson.
Yes.
Barnaby.
Yes.
Burfield.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Casello. Daly.
Yes.
Duggan.
Yes.
Fabricio? Fernandez-Barkin?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Raina Goolsbee?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Saroy? Smith?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
21 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, we will show House Bill 1237 reported favorably. Members, those are all the bills that we have to hear this morning. We're anticipating that we will have a meeting on Friday morning to start at 9 o'clock. So I look forward to seeing you all then. This concludes our committee agenda for today. Representative Duggan moves. We rise. Without objection, show the meeting adjourned.